I am Kate Norman. I work as a computer programmer in Cumbria, but I also do digital inclusion, and I have done for the last 4 years. The session that I'm running today is about a project that we ran in the Northwest last year. It's about taking the best of digital online and taking it offline to encourage more people to join the conversation online and engage digitally. It's called Print 10, Tell 10, Teach 10, and there's a website for it, which is print10.org.uk, where you can find out more.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, it was, the original idea was the council was newsletter was getting cut, so the brochure, the magazine, there was no funding for it, and it wasn't just a case of going to take that back, it was being cut completely, and could we come up with a solution that would help the marketing and comms department still communicate with people who were offline, who they couldn't communicate with through the cheaper digital channels.
So you're asking ordinary folk to print 10, to tell another 10?
Tell 10 and more people about it.
And where's the Teach 10 come in?
The Teach 10 is then to try and teach 10 other people how they can go online and find that information about what was previously printed in the news magazine from the local councils, and how they can find that, an online version of that, on the council website.
I suppose, in effect, the same kind of system, without it being formalised or given a name, is happening with people receiving email newsletters and then passing them on to friends and things. Is that the case?
Yes, I mean, that is the case in some ways, but this is actually making it a bit more formal and more flexible, so it can be used not just by local government but by other public sector bodies who were wanting to do a similar thing, where the news stream previously came in a paper format. It's been taken online, isn't being distributed as it was, and really trying to boost the, or encourage people to do more like that, where they would receive an email or a similar sort of style of web page, and they could easily print it out on an A4 style page to distribute it to other people.
Give me an example of some of the content that is included.
Well, we wanted it to be really flexible, because I think the previous idea was that there'd been a lot of vanity magazines that had been created by local councils, and that wasn't really what the local community were interested in hearing. So it was giving the community and the council together a channel to filter the best information and the projects that were coming from the council and the achievements of the council, but that had a more balanced view, and that wasn't a vanity magazine.
And just finally, how do people make sure that everybody gets covered? Because you might have areas where you're looking at people who all know the same 10 people, so somebody gets more than one copy, and other areas where somebody gets none.
Well, one of the ideas that we had was to involve local businesses and places like doctor's surgeries and dentists, also opticians, who could actually have those printed out and have them available for people to pick up. So it wouldn't be same distributed to the same 10 people. We would hope that once they'd been distributed to an individual, they would then know about that to go and get it themselves. But it was just raising awareness to get the digital content out into the analogue world.